Alteron was a very good player. Had a, you know, the opportunity to coach him for two seasons. We did stay in touch, you know, the first year after he left. When I got back, one of the guys that I wanted to talk to. Now we had conversations, obviously, you know, from time to time, via text message, voicemails, because our families are pretty close. He called me when he had his second child. But he was one of the first guys that I wanted to talk to when I got here, just to get caught up on a lot of things. Alteron was a very good player. He's very competitive. That's one of the things that he stressed to me, that, you know, he's ready to compete, just like he did when he was in Tennessee. We didn't really get into, how things were going here, because I was pretty busy, you know, coaching college. So I had my hands full with social media, which I've never really been a social media person, but I had to adapt to the social media, situation. We did get a chance to visit. He was, we were very, happy to see one another. It's always good to see a familiar place when you go into a strange environment. That part of it was really good.
Fred, you've had a handful of practices with the veterans, a couple with the rookies. What stands out to you just about the personnel you'll be working with here?
I think the personalities are really good. I had an opportunity to reach out to, all the safeties, the guys that I'm going to be spending the most time with, try to familiarize myself with who they were, and, set up a meeting when they had the opportunity to come upstairs and visit with me, because it's always good, especially when you're going into a new environment or when there's change, it's always good to, just kind of test the waters a little bit, get a feel for the person you're going to be spending a lot of time with. I wanted my, our players to know what my personality was, what my coaching style is going to be, and in turn, I wanted to know what type of, individual that I was going to be coaching. A lot of these guys I were not familiar with, because I had been out of, the NFL for the last two seasons, so I had to familiarize myself with them. So I think it's important when you come into a new environment, the first thing you want to do is, when you get into the building, try to find out who the leaders are in the room, try to get the pulse of the room, which I had an opportunity to do that. But I think, the guys that we brought in, via draft, I think it's going to be a really good mesh. That the one thing that I think is really impressive about this group, I'm talking about the veteran guys, how they have embraced the younger guys. They really have a pro mentality, which is always good. And, my message to the rookies is, when you come into an environment like this, coming from college, the first thing you want to do is you want to get with guys that are in your, at your position group, and try to learn from, learn how to be a pro. I mean, that's the first thing you got to do. You're going to have a lot of time on your hand. The guys that spend the most time studying their craft are the guys that's going to have the most success. So I try to have them, link yourself with, one or two guys that you can get familiar with, so they can, teach you how to be a pro, because you do have to learn how to do that. You just can't walk in and say, I'm a professional football player. No, there's a lot more to it than that.
You mentioned the leaders in the room and the pulse of the room. Quick impression of who were a couple of those leaders, and what's the pulse of that room?
I think they spread it around. Like, this, like I said, this group is kind of unique. Everybody is, it's like that peer-to-peer accountability. Everyone is looking, to challenge the next person. I think that's what makes this group so unique, because there's a lot of veteran leadership in that secondary. When you talk about Chris Kent, Conte, Alteron Verner, now Brent Grimes, Major Wright. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and there are no egos. And the best teams, win when everybody's on the same page. And I get that feeling, you know, because everybody wants the, you know, even if I'm the second guy on the depth chart wants the first guy to do well, and the first guy wants the guy behind him to do well. And that's how they challenge each other. So
Brett, you're used to working with young guys coming from the college game. What do you like about Ryan Smith and what he can do to step in quickly and help you in the NFL?
Well, you know, Ryan is still in the developmental stage, the early stages of learning what we do and how we do it. But I think once he gets caught up, like most rookies, I think he's going to be fine. He has the right attitude. He has shown the right work ethic. He has shown that, you know, he's ready to be a follower. He understands that this is a unique environment and a unique fraternity, the National Football League. I had the great pleasure of spending, you know, some time with him when he was doing his visits around the league. And that was some of the things that he and I kind of talked about. You know, if we didn't have the opportunity to draft him, I wanted to share some things with him so he can take it with him. And that's, you know, that's part of that exchange that you have to get, you know, give and take from, you know, when players are making their rounds as rookies. It's not about this is what I want you to do for us. You know, if we don't have the good fortune of drafting you, then, you know, maybe you can take this message, you know, to the next team.
Do a lot of position coaches have that type of attitude where, you know, they sit there with these guys, whether they take them or not in the draft,
the guys that I've been around have done it. And I would say, you know, the majority of our league is that way. I mean, it's a unique fraternity. You know, when you just talk about my position, every year, the defensive back coaches, we get together and we share information. Not a lot of, you know, people do that because it is the NFL. Everybody's competitive. The offensive line, same way. You know, they share information. So I know a lot of the, you know, assistant coaches take pride in what they do, especially when you're going around to different schools and not every coach is going to be at that workout. Well, you want to be able to know that they're going to do the drills. Everybody's doing the same drills. So when we look on film and we evaluate these kids at their pro day, you know, we know what drills they're going to run. So we can evaluate the player based on what we want, what we collectively have come up with in terms of body movement, ball skills, transition, you know, those types of things.
I can imagine those are some interesting conversations given the way that this league has really turned into a vertical passing league and the fact that you are seeing, you know, so many more teams now, nickel is really their base. So I can imagine those are some interesting conversations.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, like you said, because of, you know, the passing game, you know, you're going to see more multiple wide receiver sets. So you're going to be playing, you know, a lot of sub defense. And that third corner, which is your nickel, is a starter. You know, you look around the league, you look in our division, Atlanta, they run a lot of three wide receiver sets. The second game of the season when we go to Arizona, I mean, they got four guys that can, you know, that can run. You know, they're going to come out in four and three wide receiver sets. So it's important that everybody, especially position coaches that, you know, that coach the same position that I coach, we're all on the same page in terms of what we're looking for in an athlete.
And I know that you watched tape. I know that you watched tape last year, and obviously you're going to break down some of your guys. I know it's a new system, a new year, but the fact that this was a team that allowed 70% completion percentage, you know, what type of challenge is that for you, and how do you go about fixing it?
I'm not really concerned about, you know, what happened last year. I'm really more concerned about, you know, what we're able to get accomplished this year. And that's what our focus is on.